swallowing the toothbrush. Luckily, at least it got her, you know, breathing back again. Doctors removed the toothbrush by fishing it back through her mouth. Why would you shove a toothbrush down your mouth when you're choking on turkey? That kind of doesn't sound logical. 8 o'clock on the noggin now at WRJN. A toothbrush down the throat. Here's news from CBS.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Damning accusations against a rap mogul. A new lawsuit accuses Jay-Z of joining with Sean Combs in the rape of a 13-year-old girl 24 years ago. Correspondent Matt Piper has reaction.
Jay-Z calls it a blackmail attempt, writing on social media, "My wife and I will have to sit our children down and explain the cruelty and greed of people." He ends, "I look forward to showing you just how different I am." Combs' attorney denied the allegations.
There is uncertainty and hope in Syria a day after the fall of the Assad regime. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Of major concern, what happens to Bashar al-Assad's weapons? The Biden administration says securing weapons is a priority. Israel is already targeting them. Overnight strikes hit Syrian military positions and storage sites in several parts of the country. Some of the areas are where Russian military bases are located. Israel is also seizing a demilitarized buffer zone on the border with Syria.
Kremlin says Russia has granted Assad political asylum. Fresh back from a weekend trip to France and meetings with Emmanuel Macron and Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, Donald Trump is forging ahead with personnel picks. CBS's Nicole Killian from Washington.
Overnight, the president-elect named his personal attorney, Alina Haba, to serve as counselor to the president. He's also defending some of his controversial picks, like Tulsi Gabbard for intel director, Pete Hegseth for defense, and Kash Patel for the FBI. They are expected on Capitol Hill this week.
5 days after United Healthcare CEO was murdered in New York, police are still trying to find the suspect. CBS's Lilia Luciano is near the scene of the crime in Midtown Manhattan.
NYPD investigators have been sent to Georgia and to multiple stops along the way. That bus route between here and there. And this investigation now involves the U.S. Marshals and the FBI as well, which is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and the conviction of the suspect.
Red flag warning set to take effect throughout Southern California ahead of strong Santa Ana winds expected to kick up tonight. A month ago, a wind-whipped wildfire in Ventura County destroyed more than 240 buildings. Meantime, they're in for a drenching on the East Coast. Meteorologist Tony Sidiku.
The rains right up the I-95 corridor from D.C. to New York into Boston. This could translate to some snow issues. And as we head towards tomorrow, another round loads up. This will be the more impactful round of rain for much of the East Coast.
Baseball history, Yankee star Juan Soto's agreed to a 15-year deal with the New York Mets worth $765 million. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 41-year-old Racine man was fatally shot over the weekend near 10th and Villa. Police are investigating that Saturday night shooting, and they're looking for information from anyone that may have seen something. In-person absentee voting starts today for the December 19th Racine County executive election. Voters should check their polling locations, which may have changed temporarily. There's more at myvote.wi.gov. A cold snap will sweep through the area this week, with temperatures dropping from near 50 to the low teens. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A 19-year-old woman came forward after the hit-and-run death of a 44-year-old man in Racine Friday night. It happened on Memorial Drive near State Street. An investigation remains active. And Kenosha County is hosting a community listening session about their opioid settlement funds tonight. The session will offer Narcan training, and there's more about that 6:30 meeting on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack gets ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's back to work for the Packers, who play the Seahawks in Seattle. Next on Sunday Night Football, the Seahawks beat the Cardinals in Arizona yesterday 30-18. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray throwing two interceptions in the first half that the Seahawks converted into a pair of touchdowns. Women's college volleyball, Wisconsin and Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. The Badgers will face Texas A&M. The Golden Eagles against Utah. Both matches set for Friday. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night for an NBA Cup quarterfinal against the Orlando Magic. The Bucks beat the Nets 118-113. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in Brooklyn versus losing in Boston on Friday.
The difference tonight than in the Boston game. Tonight, we trusted everything. Giannis made a great pass to Bobby for a three. Dame had the three, but they were closing out and he swung it to Chris. That's called trust. That's how you win games. When you start doing that, your team becomes unguardable.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We're back to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Colder, 34 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy. Some light snow with a high of only 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
The holidays, holidays, holidays. Stop it with the holidays. I tell you, if I hear my mother say, let's all go sit in the living room one more time, I'm going to dive right out the window. That is my holiday fantasy, to just dive right out the living room window and just come back. No, I was a little bored there, brushed the glass off. You see what it is? Well, it's the people. You know those people, your relatives. They're always the same. They dress the same, same faces, same food. No conversation in my house and those family things ever ends without one line. It's the same line every time, no matter what we're talking about, controversial, mundane, doesn't matter. Always ends. One of them kind of sits up and says, well, what are you going to do? And I sit there thinking, I can think of lots of things you could do, Uncle Nat. You could finish chewing the potato salad before you talk. You could have one meal in your life where you don't zonk out on the sofa with the top of your pants open afterwards.
Beatles, I Feel Fine, 809. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. Think before you pull this stunt. A worker in Baltimore created a fake job offer to try to get a raise from their current job. Now, the current job considered matching that fake job, but they contacted the place that allegedly made the offer. They found that it was fake, so they fired the employee. again, if you're going to pull a stunt like that, you might want to think twice, huh? Sunshine today, highs near 49. Right now it's sunny, 45 degrees right here at Radio Park, right? Ah, here's Smokey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Miracles. Day 12 of WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and Christmas Classics as well. And don't forget, you can be a winner this holiday season with our latest WRJN Text to Win contest. Now through December 20th, you can win $100 cash, Chula Vista Resort getaways, and even your choice of gifts from our grown-up Christmas wish list. Yeah. Listen for the statewide keyword four times each day at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text it to WRJN through the Civic Media app, and you could be celebrating the holidays with a little extra something or other. Could be cash, could be prizes, could be a getaway. The next keyword is just after 11 o'clock this morning with Dan Marcus, so be listening. Download the Civic Media app right now at civicmedia.us. Download, or wherever you get your apps, download the app, and then when Dan gives you that keyword, at the bottom of the app, you'll see WRJ, and click on it, and you'll see a text button. Click on that, text that keyword to get in the running for his prize. I don't know what it is. He'll tell you what it is, though, coming up just after 11 o'clock this morning. And I'll have another one tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So it's 8:13 now at WRJN. How about Grand Funk coming up next?
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Chance now. Come on, baby, give it a little promotion. My little baby sis, look and do it with ease. It's easier than learning your ABCs. So come on, come on and do it.
on doing the Little Eva hit, the locomotion. It's 8:16 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and Christmas Favorites, too. For today, we're looking for sunshine with a high near 49. Cloudy tonight, lows 29. Cloudy tomorrow, 34 the high. Right now, the sun is shining, 45 degrees. Beautiful morning at Radio Park. If you are a manager, you probably don't want to do this. This happened 2 years ago. An Olive Garden manager in Kansas got fired after sending employees a crazy email about sick days. It said she would no longer be tolerating any excuses for not coming in. If anyone tried to call out sick more than once in a month, they'd be fired. Quote, if you're sick, you need to come in to prove it to us. If your dog died, you need to bring him in and prove it to us. Imagine getting an email from your boss like that. Well, she got fired for that. But what would prompt something like that, huh? All right. Let's see what's going on in the world of entertainment. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons from 2001 to 2008 on NBC and then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner, Bill Lawrence, will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500 square foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Day number 5 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, The Personal Touch by Julie. They've been Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Let them make your holidays bloom with beauty. From elegant holiday centerpieces that dazzle your dining table to festive bouquets that fill your space with holiday cheer, their team creates designs as unique as your celebrations. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10 listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go,
there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too this holiday season. Bing Crosby, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Doesn't feel like it at 47 degrees, but it looks like it. All right. Now, here's a little sports odd but true I came across. The first player ever drafted in the NFL never even played a game because of a contract holdout. Jay Berwanger, was taken as the first pick in the first NFL draft in 1936 by the Philadelphia Eagles, but they refused to pay him a $15,000 salary. They wouldn't even pay him 15 grand. Cut to today, the New York Mets yesterday agreed to sign Juan Soto to a 15-year, $765 million contract. Funny how times change, huh? It's 8:24 from Blue Hawaii. Here's Elvis Presley.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. River flows surely to the sea, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
I'm a believer. Neil Diamond wrote that song. He recorded it, but the Monkees had the big hit. It's 8:29 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too. We've got one coming up for you. Here's some rock and roll fun facts. There was an upbeat top 40 hit called Timothy by the Boys. It was about cannibalism. Came out in 1971, a one-hit wonder. The song was written by Rupert Holmes, the same guy who wrote Escape the Pina Colada song. If you heard the song and you didn't know it's about cannibalism, you probably wouldn't put two and two together. Now that I told you, if you ever hear Timothy by the Boys, now you will put two and two together. It's 8:30 on the dot now. Here's news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The hit-and-run driver allegedly involved in that fatal collision Friday did eventually come forward. Racine police are investigating the fatal hit-and-run. Family have identified the victim as 44-year-old Dwayne Carr. He was found lying between parked cars on Memorial Drive near State Street. After he was found, a 19-year-old woman called police to confess her involvement in the incident. An investigation remains active. Not everyone has the Interstate DOT cams on their weekend viewing list, but those that did saw something crazy yesterday. A high-speed police chase that started in Milwaukee County early yesterday ended with the driver's arrest on a ramp in Racine County. The DOT cameras were streaming when the car stopped, and police en masse got out with guns drawn. Charges are pending. And a Kenosha County community listening session is scheduled for tonight. This one will be held at the Kenosha County Center, and the topic will be about how to use money gained through the opioid settlement. The Division of Behavioral Health Services is leading the discussion, and they especially want to hear from people in treatment and recovery, as well as anyone else affected by the opioid crisis. The session will offer Narcan training and provide information about behavioral health resources. It's tonight at 6:30, and there's more on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We're back to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Colder, 34 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy. Some light snow with a high of only 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
My wife takes me to this gym, and they have this muscle guy that's going to give me the tour because he thinks I'm going to want to be like him. I don't want to be like this guy. He's like, hey, Mr. Schimmel, let me show you the facilities. Yeah, why don't you spell facilities? So he goes, listen, first we got to do a little fitness test to see where you're at. And I said, well, I could save you some time right now because I got a little winded filling out the application. So if there's some place I could lay down for a few minutes, that would be good. He puts me on this treadmill. I'm on there for like 2 minutes. I smell bone burning like when you're at the dentist.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics to this holiday season at WRJN. So the other day, Chris Morrow, our general manager at the station, posted on Facebook that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, his favorite Christmas classic, was on NBC, was on TV that night. And I said, uh-oh. Now, the backstory is, my wife asks me to DVR something on the TV once in a while, like when Halley's Comet comes over every 100 years or whatever, she'll ask me to DVR something. And a few weeks ago, she said, I heard that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is going to be on TV. Please DVR it because I want to watch that. And when I saw Chris's Facebook page, I ran right to my TV. Uh-oh, I missed it. And I've been checking the, you know, where you can, they on demand. I haven't seen it there on demand yet. The one show she asked me to tape, but she didn't give me a date for it. That was my out. I said, you didn't tell me when it was going to be on. And I got the look like, I told you it was coming up. You could have looked. And I didn't. And, oh, I felt so bad when I saw Chris's Facebook page with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't care to see it, but she never asked me to DVR anything. This is the one time she asked, and I didn't do it. So I felt terrible about it. But we have it on DVD. The problem is she wanted to see that Christmas commercial for Norelco Razor, where Santa is sleigh riding on a razor from Noelco. Remember Noelco? And that's what she wanted to see because they ran, it was an hour and 15 minutes, and they ran some extras on there. That's what she wanted to see. And I didn't do it. I feel terrible about it. I'm just hoping it's going to be on demand, like tonight. I'll take another look, see what's coming up. Hi. That was in the vows, too, when I got married. I had a DVR Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's 8:37. Local news, Timeless Hits, and Christmas Classics, too. These are the Eagles.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
Already gone, and I'm feeling.
Timeless Hits and Christmas classics as well this holiday season at WRJN. Two-thirds of Americans are saying that spending quality time with their family, including the extended family, is the best part about the holidays. Forget the presents, forget the parties, just spending quality time with family members is what it's all about. You know what? I kind of agree. I like that. That's good. Good results from that poll. It's 8:41. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too at WRJN.
2 minutes you drop for one heart to be crying. 2 minutes you drop for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing.
The Mysterians, 96 Tears. Local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics too at WRJN. Hey, you know, you can be a winner this holiday season with our latest text to win contest at WRJN. Now through December 20th, you can win $100 cash, Chula Vista Resort getaways, and even your choice of gifts from our grown-up wish list. Listen for the statewide keyword 4 times each day at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text it to WRJN through the Civic Media app, and you could be celebrating the holidays with a little extra. The next keyword is coming up just after 11 o'clock this morning with Dan Marcus, then one after 1 p.m. with Dan, and then Kurt Bowman's got one after 4 p.m. You can download the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us. Look for WRJN at the bottom, click on it, and text to win. The next keyword coming up after 11 o'clock this morning, so be paying attention, all right?
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seen enough.
Australia had a dream a few years ago that he won the lottery. He remembered the numbers on the winning ticket from his dream, so he's been using them as real lottery numbers ever since, and he hit it for $3.4 million. Why can't I have dreams like that? All my dreams have somebody chasing me with an axe or something. I never dream about winning lottery numbers. What is that guy doing before he goes to bed at night? Well, I gotta find out. Hey, today it's gonna be sunny with a high near 49, cloudy tonight, lows 29, cloudy tomorrow with a high near 34. Right now here at Radio Park, we've got sunshine and 45 degrees with the Four Seasons, December 63.
Oh, late December back in 63. What a very special time for me as I remember what night. Oh, what a night. You know,
The Supremes and Baby Love, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics as well at WRJN. I don't know if you're ready for this story. John Mellencamp was born with spina bifida, and he says he had an operation at 6 weeks old where the doctors actually removed his head. They cut off his head. He said there were three other kids who had that same operation that day. All the other kids died, but he lived. They actually cut his head off to operate on him. It's unbelievable when you think about that. That's John Mellencamp we're talking about here. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., with more timeless hits, Christmas songs, and local news. Coming up next, we have Dan Marcus. And don't forget, after 11 o'clock this morning, Dan's going to give you that keyword to our special contest, our grown-up wish list contest, our statewide contest at WRJN. Listen for Dan's keyword and get ready to text it to us through the Civic Media app. Download the app, look for WRJN, click on it, and text that keyword that Dan's going to give you this morning right after 11 o'clock, all right? All right, get ready to win with WRJN. It's 8:58. Nobody but me. Here come the human beings at WRJN.